Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our pal Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show and also the podcast The Pet Insider. He is every animal lover's best friend. He's a very close friend of mine. I value greatly what he has done over the years on the radio. And so with that, I'm going to spend some time with him in a moment talking about the extra special service dogs that are helping in Orlando. Yet one more page of goodness coming out of all this tragedy in a moment here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MYTV. That's 888-679-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MYTV. That's 888-679-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that yelling can be good for you? Well, here's the primal science of it. At the recent Little League World Series, the young Japanese players would step up to the batter's box, get the bat in swing position, and then audibly yell before the pitch. They yell to reduce stress. You see, yelling as a stress reliever has been around for millennia. Before people would go into battle, they would yell as they ran toward the enemy. It scared the enemy and relieved the warrior stress at the same time. To this day, people feel better when they yell into their pillow. What's the cheap psychological trick? Yelling can be a beneficial stress release. You tighten up to yell and then you release, but it doesn't work when you yell at another person. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, 56 past the hour. So there are a group of golden retrievers, Warren, acting as service dogs in the wake of this tragedy.
Well, you know, the comfort dogs, first of all, it's not something new, but you don't see them that often. Thank goodness there's not that many disasters. But the bottom line is it makes all the difference in the world, because what people need when they're going through a grieving process is some time to just be distracted. And the bottom line is what these dogs do is they distract the people for a short period of time. But at the same time, we know that physiologically, just being around the dog, stroking a dog, and hanging out with the dog lowers our blood pressure, alleviates stress and anxiety. So the bottom line is I think this is a great idea. There's no major training other than the dogs be well socialized and obviously well trained. So I think it's a fabulous idea, and I'd love to see more groups around the country have these types of dogs for any type of disaster, whether it be a fire at someone's home. Maybe they could bring a dog over to calm the person down or some other type of disaster. Great idea. I just think it's absolutely super, and I think it's going to make a major difference for those people suffering.
All right, do you, when you're doing your pet show on the weekends on all these radio stations around the country and you're doing your podcast, do you specifically cite a group? For example, the one that I saw was this Lutheran Church charity that is working on the donations for these dogs. Is there an organization that you support that is developing these dogs, a special program for these dogs that people can cite and give to if they want to?
Well, I think a lot of these groups are based out of dogs being used primarily for therapy dogs, and you know, during the regular times of year when there's no disaster. So there are many, many groups around the country. There's not one specific group that I recommend or endorse, because there's so many fabulous groups out there that have therapy dogs, but therapy dogs in a group so they can use them together or separately, whether it be going to an orphanage, a hospital, or something like this. So, yeah, there are many groups out there. This Lutheran group is obviously doing tremendous work, though.
All right, you posted a picture of a cat and a dog on your website, the Pet Show. Well, you can go to WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. This is something that's... This
I did this to you, Doug, because I knew this would bother you.
Well, I had... when Charlotte was alive, she had no room in her life for cats. Man, she was after those cats. But there are a lot of circumstances where dogs and cats get along very well. And this video, if you go to Warren's website that you posted, it displays that. Have you ever had that circumstance in your own home where your dogs get along with the cats?
Oh, absolutely. I've had as many as 30 dogs and 20 cats at one time. But this proves my point, Doug, that cats are emotional beings.
Right. And what proves my point that you're crazy is the statement you just made. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day. Warren Eckstein with us.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.